When I think about what God has done at Spring Branch Academy, I primarily think in terms of people. The Lord has brought families, students, teachers, and staff. The Lord brought a church that is supportive of this ministry.
If parents are wanting their children to have the end result of God's word into their lives and to develop a pure heart and learn, I just think the Spring Branch Academy is a great place.
It is a dream come true because it lines up with all of the things that I wanted for our son's education for high school.
I think it's important for teenagers to have their formative years shaped in the context of a worldview that shares biblical commitments.
The mission of Spring Branch Academy is to instill wisdom and to inspire worship. We want every class to touch on what God is doing there. So we got Greek and logic and rhetoric. We have the science. We have math. It's a theater of God's glory, as Calvin says. Spring Branch Academy is a classical and Christian school.
In fact, when you think about the word classical, it comes from the Latin term classis, which means standard.
Both classical and Christian schools would affirm that truth is stable, the world is stable, and in some way knowable.
An objective standard for aesthetics, for morality, for ethics, for truth.
Christianity adds to the liberal arts the meta-narrative, and the prophecies of Scripture fulfilled in Christ, which is the gospel, can only be found through revelation.
It is preparing the students for the future, not just for a good grade or for a test score, but that the classes and the curriculum and the way that it's being taught is something that will just carry right over into adult life for them. It's real life learning.
What we want to do through Spring Branch is offer a solid option to parents so that there's Christian discipleship that comes alongside their home and complements it.
It feels like a team approach, and I feel like I'm on the same team as the teachers.
We believe that it fits with Jesus' injunction that you render unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar. It has Caesar's image on it. And you render to God what belongs to God. And what has God's image on it is our children. My greatest hope for our students is that they would glorify God through fulfilling their callings. To be a citizen, to be a man, to be a woman, to be old even, and to be young. Those are all external callings, but God has given them internal callings. Obviously to know Him, but then to discover who He has made them to be. I want them to touch their own little Garden of Eden out there and to see it cultivated so that others will give thanks that they are in this world faithfully pursuing God. That's my hope.